a little bit of review of when God came to Abraham in Genesis 17. He said, walk before me and be thou perfect. It was almost like he's like telling him, go walk out with me. But that's not really what happened. God appeared, Father came down on the earth and stood in front of Abraham. And he says, today I'm going to make my covenant with you. You're going to walk before my face today. And when you walk before my face, I'm going to finish this whole thing. He's 99 years old. He'd been working on this a long time. He still wasn't where God wanted him to be. How many of you know we're not where God wants us to be? This is called divine acceleration. And he put him in front of the glory of his face. And as he did, he passed before the Father and he went up into the realm of his future. His future, God's existence. The only way I can describe it is our future, but God, he inhabits eternity. So it's not future to him, it's present. It is. As he passed before him, Paul got this right because he said, as I have said to thee, I have made thee a father of many nations. He wasn't going to make him. He made him that day. You have to remember his spiritual birthing center's dead. Her womb's dead. He's 99 years old. Everything's dead, but God brought it all back to life because he called him in to become a father of many nations. And he had to be in many nations, not one nation, because God had to incorporate the whole thing. So as he incorporated the whole thing in himself, he had to be all nations because he said, my covenant's with you, Abraham, but it's with the seed coming after you as well. But I'm going to make my covenant, you, as a result of this covenant, Amplified said, you'll be the father of many nations. That was like verse 4. Verse 5, he's already speaking in past tense. The Lord actually sent me to the literal versions, and they all said the same thing if you interpret it literally. And so they are exactly verbatim. That's so important to understand. And it's very interesting. Listen to how he speaks, because this is the whole mystery. It's funny because as I hear people talking or they're listening to these messages, I can tell who's hearing it, who hasn't heard it yet. Truth has to encounter you because there's veils. And when you have veils, you can't see. You think you can see, but you can't. Truth has to break through the veil. And then when you can see it, the intensity of the revelation, what it does to you, that causes your faith to ascend into God. And the kind of faith he's looking for now is faith in his faith. All I need is faith for his faith, and we got it. In verse 5, he said, your name is no more called Abram, but thy name hath been Abraham. And a father of multitude of nations I have made thee. Nations has become from thee. Kings have gone out from thee. He's speaking to him in past tense. God didn't come to him and speak to him in past tense. God brought him to his future. And then as they were walking down this is so important because this is the God kind of faith. He got him into the place where he could believe because he said, a father of many nations, I have made thee. Paul said, have made. That was the proper rendition of this before him whom he believed. See, Abraham believed that day, even though his natural belief system wasn't quite there. When he came out of all this, he started laughing when God told him, you're going to have a son. But it didn't matter because God got him where he needed to be. So what's that mean? So the father translated him into himself. Even to so much, he took him at least through Christ, because he had to take him into the sea, the father of many nations, on the outset, on the other side of Christ. That part had to happen because that was what God was establishing in him. I'm going to make a covenant with you, and as a result, you'll be the father of many nations. And then he starts walking him into himself. He goes, I'm going to appear before you. You're going to pass before my face today. What that means is you're going to walk into the I am today. You're going to walk into him that was, is, now is to come. And when you get into the end, I'm taking you past Christ because he had to become a father of many nations. That was fulfilled in Christ. And Jesus himself bore witness of Abraham, said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it. He saw it in this counter. And when God got him into this, now this is the faith of faith of faith here. This is the it factor. Because when you understand the dynamics of what God is giving to this generation, what he's already given, but he's granting us access to, as he walked him in, once he got to a level and says, I have made thee a father of many nations, kings have come out of thee, nations have come out of thee, God was speaking from a position he brought Abraham into himself. As soon as he spoke that position, it was done. So it was finished. Because he didn't come to him where he was and speak all this. He picked him up into himself, or he passed him before his face, however you want to see that. He took him into the promise. He'd been carrying the promise 24 years. Look to the stars. But he couldn't get there. But that day, Romans said, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. He believed that day, even though when he came back, he was saying, it didn't matter, because once you get there and God speaks from the position, it's finished. That's how God spoke the earth. He creates it from himself, this creative realm of the Father. When we can get into this realm and speak from that realm, it happens. The key is you got to get into the realm. That's what we're after now, to get into the realm of the Father. So he got Abraham in there, boom. It comes back, it happened, he believed, it was finished. He confirmed the covenant, and then he said, this will be a sign of the covenant that's been completed with you and I today. Circumcision was a sign, but we completed this thing. God finished it all in chapter 17. It was done. Finished. Abraham comes back. He's laughing. Sarah's laughing. It doesn't look like it's finished. But once God speaks from that realm, it's finished. It only took at least probably 6 to 9 months for their faith to catch up to what God had spoke that day. Because they birthed. He birthed when he was 100. So he had him regulator sometime in that time period. He was 99. He had probably 3 months. But he accelerated him in 3 months where he couldn't get in 24 years. He wasn't there that day when God approached him. He was not ready to go. But Paul said he made it, because Paul said against hope, he believed in hope, became the father of many nations, staggered not the promise of God, strong faith, give him glory to God. He made it there. He wasn't there that day, but he got in there when he was in the encounter with the Father. That's what we have not understood about how this realm works, because this realm of the Father, I'm seeing the Lord was operating in this a lot. It's called moving up and down in his name, moving to and fro. He said in the last day, Zechariah 10, you'll move up and down in my name. He tells Nathanael, when Nathanael was coming towards him, he goes, oh, Nathanael, an Israelite indeed, whom there's no guile. How do you know me? He says, oh, before Philip even approached you to tell you about me, I saw you under the tree. You're catching up to something I've already seen. And when he saw that, Daniel goes, whoa, you're the Christ, the living God. Because probably Nathanael was talking to God on that tree that day. And God, he was choosing, the Father was choosing the Lord's disciples for him. And he was seeing, this man's going to walk with you. He's going to be one of your disciples. And he's probably showing him the whole download before Philip even approaches him. He sees the whole thing. Sees who he is in the spirit. And he goes, you're going to see the angels ascend and descend upon the Son of Man. You're going to see how this works. To go up and down, to and fro. This is our access point. You can't do this here. I don't care how brilliant you are. Nobody can do this here. This is all done in the Father. And so it can happen with an encounter with the Father. Or we can do like the Lord said, if you'll keep my words, I'll bring you to my Father. Those words, and now I bring you to my Father will manifest his glory the way he does with me. In fact, it was his final prayer. He says, I will you be with me where I am, that you may behold the glory of my Father. That's a lot there. You can only understand that by your revelation of what that means. That's the love of the Father, but it's also this realm that Abraham got caught up into. Amen. Today, we're going to see this operation with the Lord. There's so many dynamics to this. Is not just promise. It's whatever has been finished. Do you know that you were finished from the foundation of the world? Do you know he already finished you in himself? There is a completed person in you. It doesn't matter if you're in dysfunction. It doesn't matter if you got issues that need tissues. It doesn't matter character-wise. He finished you. Because in Christ, you're finished. When he says, now you can grow in the fullness of stature of Christ, but in this realm, whatever you encounter in the Father, it only takes one. You can go in front of him every day, but it only takes one encounter like Abraham, and he finishes your faith. Because all he has to do is move you up in front. And when he moves you in front, you can speak from that place and it'll happen. because you're standing in the finished realm. That's the key. You don't stand here and say, God, bring your finished work here. We're trying to find the finished work in the earth. It's finished. It's finished. It's done. Bring it here. You got to get it in Him first. That's what faith is. We get it in Him and then we bring it here. Now, let me show you this operation with the Lord in John 4. We'll start to see that He operated like this. Kind of interesting because John 3, He's talking about a man has to be born again. Nicodemus said, can a man enter his womb? He goes, Nicodemus, come on. He goes, listen. He goes, I'm speaking to you earthly. He's calling all this earthly things. He goes, you're a master in Israel. What if I start talking about heavenly things? If your head's spinning now, I can't even really tell you what I want to tell you. I'm telling you the Lord wanted us to understand how He functioned in God. He says, no man's descended from heaven except the Son of Man that's ascended to heaven, even the Son of Man that's what? In heaven while He's speaking to you. See, that's the up and down. We have to achieve that, my friends. We have to achieve the consistent up and down. This is our inheritance. Because all we have to do, I saw it in the Spirit, is touch it one time in the Father. Once you get translated into the realm that is to come in the Father and speak from the realm, everything is commanded to follow at that point. It has to follow. It has no choice. There is no not happening. It's already because it has already finished. That's the glory the Lord's put us in. And when that light bulb comes on, whatever that's going to take to get that light bulb to come on and understand what the Lord was giving us in the upper room. He's with the woman of Samaria. And He's in the middle of this encounter with her, and He's finishing this encounter with this woman of Samaria, and He's all up in this revelation. Watch this in verse 21, John 4, He says, woman, believe me. Watch this. The hour cometh. Now, everything the Lord said is perfect, and now is. Now, I'm going to show you that the Lord was not standing with her. When He was standing in front of Nicodemus, He said, the Son of Man is in heaven while He's speaking to you. He says that in John 3. See, that's the up and down. You can be in the realm of heaven and speak to people. You got to understand that. Well, now He's going to be in the to and fro realm. Next chapter. This is the realm of glory, my friends. This is the it factor. When you say, show us the glory, show me your glory. That's not just the glory cloud you see. It's the realm of operation, of to and fro, up and down. It's the realm where things get done. Amen. He said, believe me, woman, the hour cometh, but now is. Because He's standing in the next hour, see. He's standing in the new covenant. He said, did you say the Jerusalem place of worship? You say Samaria. He goes, but all that's changed. He goes, my Father seeketh such to worship. My Father is a spirit. I'm changing where you worship from. I'm changing the dynamic of all this. Because He's standing in the new dynamic. He goes, all this is changing now. Because I'm changing the way you meet with God, where you meet with God, how you meet with God. Father's coming down to you and I'm bringing you to the Father. Everything's changing. And even the disciples marveled He's talking to her because He's already in the next level, see. And how do you know that? Because when they approach to them, verse 31, He says, in the meanwhile, His disciples prayed to Him saying, Master, eat. And He said, I have meat to eat you don't know of. Because I have meat to eat, you don't even know what I'm eating from right now. You have to understand, when He goes to this woman of Samaria, they have no dealing with the Jews. And the first thing He says, give me to drink. God is asking the Samaritans that had no dealing with the Jews, give me to drink. It's time for you to come in now. That's what He's saying. It's time for you to come in to the promises. It's time for the whole world. And He's standing in the arena knowing He's going to open the whole world. And He's standing there. He goes, it's time. And He goes, believe me, woman, the hour is coming, but now is. Because I'm standing in the new hour now. It's time for you to drink of God. It's time for the whole world to drink of God. And when they came to Him, He goes, I have meat to eat. You know not of Him. And the disciples, so poor guys. Well, did someone give Him something to eat? You know, because they weren't in His frequency. I'll tell you, when you walk in this realm, the one thing you want is you like people to be in your frequency. It's just something about being in the frequency. That's what you want. When you hit a place, you want everybody to be there. Not everybody's going to go, but you want them to be there. And he says, I have meat to eat you know not of. And then he says, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me and finish his work. I'm standing in the finish line. I must finish this. I must open the veil. I must open these waters for all men to drink. Jew, Gentile, Samaritan, all of them. I have meat and I'm straightened until this happens. I have to finish his work, and he's standing in the glory, the liberty of that finished work. He's standing there in the glory of it. See, he's in another place. I tell you, in the glory realm, the words, they grab you. These words apprehend you and they just pull you in. It's not like reading knowledge. These words are living. I mean, you go into a chapter and go, whoa, I've been reading that all my life and I'm living in this arena now. They open you to the arena of God. Verse 35. Do you not say that there are 4 months and then cometh a harvest? He says, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. They're white. Everybody's ready. He goes, we've been doing this a long time before you guys were ever born. My father and I and all that preceded you, we've been preparing for this day all the way since Adam, all the way since Abraham. And I'm standing here now in this realm. We're opening this up. And he says, look onto the fields now. He says, he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit into life eternal. But both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth, another reapeth. Watch this. Verse 38, I sent you to reap wherein you bestowed no labor. Other men labor, you've entered into their labors. Do you know what's all in that verse right there? Well, first of all, let's just examine. He says, he didn't say, I'm sending you. He says, I sent you. What a minute, you sent us. We haven't gone anywhere. It's not the only time he's going to say this. He's not standing where they are. And when you understand the glory realm, you can speak from another realm. You can speak from another position. I sent you to reap where you bestowed no labor. All that went before you were preparing for my arrival. I am the seed, the corn of wheat that's going to fall into the ground and die. If it die, then it abide alone. But if it die, it will bear much fruit. I am the seed. The Father's planting. You're not planting this one. You're not sowing this one. You're going to freely reap. When he was saying this, he was already in the next realm with his Father looking. He's already sent them, watching them reap the new creation that him and his Father had been preparing for 4,000 years. He's watching them reap it. And he says, you're going to reap where you bestow no labor. That's huge too. Remember, he said that in the promised land. He goes, I'm going to give you vineyards and olive yards that you didst not plant. I'm going to give you cities and homes. You didn't build them. This is the freely reaping factor that we're all trying to figure out how it works. God, this isn't arbitrary. Say this. There's a realm where we get to freely reap. We're going to reap for the kingdom of God. We're going to reap generational inheritance. We're going to reap souls unlimited because there's a realm that causes that relief. We're not going to go reap through our human sufficiency. He goes, listen, we've already planted this. We've already sown this field. I'm not bringing you. Do you not say there's 4 months? Because I'm telling you, bypass the 4 months, bypass the sowing, bypass the planting, because that's not where you're going to stand with me. You're going to stand with me in the finished work. You're going to stand with me in the end. You're going to stand with me there. And when you learn to stand with me there, you'll reap. In fact, I sent you. But you don't even know it yet, but I sent you. Like, how did he send him? He's standing past his resurrection. He's standing already commissioned them. Remember, he commissions them in his resurrection. During that window of his resurrection, before he goes up to the Father, he's commissioning them. But even past then, he says, I'm not sending, I sent. He's past the time. See, he's moved up in the Father. It's very hard for the mind to grasp these things and understand. Even Nicodemus was struggling with it. It's very hard for us because it requires a renewing of the mind. It requires us to understand a realm we're not used to. We're not used to this realm. It doesn't make sense. Because this realm is the realm of the unlimited. Amen? This is the realm where you don't sow, you don't plant, you don't labor. You're not going to bestow labor. It's not like you're not going to go out there. You see in the book of Acts, they were bestowing labor, but they were reaping. First message out of the Bible, 3,000 born again. Second, 5,000 born again. They didn't sow for that. They didn't plant for that. They didn't struggle for that. They didn't cry out for God. It was a reaping that was released by the Lord before he left the earth. He already put them there. He already said it before he left. And it was a necessity that he prayed that and he stood in that position, sent them and released it before he left. Because he had to pray in the earth. So he got in front of them and prayed some things. Now he's giving us access to this same realm. Go out in front, pray for it, and then you'll see it. Amen. That's what we're doing here. We're getting up into the Father of lights. We're getting up into the realm of the glory. To do what we can't do. To take the limitation off. For him to look at us and say, hey, you're not there, but I can get you there. In one moment's time, I can get you there. One encounter in the Most High God. One encounter in the Father. He can move you into the finished place. Go to John 17. The other day, when I was in the Father, and I was going up and... Because we've been doing this a while, I remember I used to go up in the right hand of God as an orphan. I remember that time before the Father took that orphan spirit out of me. And then I'm praying from the position, I would say post-orphan position. I'm praying from the position of sonship now. But before I wasn't doing that. And I'm thinking, man, if I could have just back then got right here where I'm at right now. Then I could have encountered this realm and called that orphan into sonship. And then I started thinking, well, wait a minute. There's going to be a day that we're going to be standing there praying and we've been joint heirs. We're seeing the glory. We're seeing the manifestation. We're going to be in the joint heir and say, God, you know, I remember the day when I was a son trying to move into joint heirship. And I was trying to get over that hump where like you were, Lord, was which is easier for me to lead somebody to the Lord or get out of the wheelchair to him? It was the same thing. To us, it's not the same thing, but to him, it's the same thing. I'm like, one day we're going to be there, right? And then we're going to say, God, I remember the day we were here as sons. And then we moved to the joint. And now we're praying with you from the realm of joint heirship. And then when I started thinking about that, God said, yeah, but you don't have to wait for that now because you know you can ask me to accelerate you. You see that? Just like Abraham. We don't know when we come into the Father what's going to happen. But it's changing the way I pray. It's changing the way I see things because now it doesn't take but one time. The one open door in the Father and he takes... where we are and drops us in himself. Drops us into joint heirship. Well, you got to do this, that, that. He does that. This is what faith is. I'm trying to tell you this realm. He drops us into a future position and you encounter it. Suddenly you're there. And if you're there, you can speak to that realm and it has to follow you. Even if it's you following you. Even if it's your the man, the son, following Christ in you as joint heir. Because listen, in the Father, it was finished. There's already a position in the Father that's already done. Not going to happen, done. We're still in the going to happen phase, right? We need to get in the done phase. So he says, have faith in God. For he that cometh to God. He says, when you pray, believe you receive. That's not standing here, believe you receive. Receive what? The finished work. Go stand in the finish line and believe. What we need to do is bring our promise and bring his word, bring what he has said, because the promise, watch this, is your rite of passage. The promise is your rite of passage into the Father. Because guess where the promise came from? Finish line. Promise came from done. He sent it from done, finished. We've been working this for all these years. We've been pursuing to find this realm of the creative with the Father, to find this realm everyone's looking for. Not that these keep saying every year it's in front of us, going to happen, it's coming. It's like, we need to come out of that realm. Find this, pursue this realm that's already done. See, because in the Father, it is complete. That's where the Lord operated. He went into the Father that was complete, and then he would speak from that realm back into the earth. And when you're in the complete, finished realm of the creative Father, that's a creative realm that he created the whole earth with. When you speak from that realm, everything in the earth must obey and follow. That's where we're going. So we go to the Father. Father, show us your glory. Show me the finished work. Accelerate me into your own self. Translate me into your own self. Take me into the finish line. Let me stand with you in the harvest. Let me bypass the sowing. Let me bypass the reaping. Let me bypass. You see that? That's what the Lord was saying. You say you got to wait 4 months, then harvest. But I say, look on the fields, because that's where I'm standing. I didn't send you to sow, and I didn't send you to plant. I sent you to reap from a finished position. You've got to renew your belief system in that area. Otherwise, the enemy will entangle you with what? Works. The enemy is very skilled at keeping you here or keeping you in your past. He, I promise you, doesn't want you walking up into that realm, because he has no defense for it. John 17, I just want to show you how the Lord prayed. It was amazing. John 17, he's praying in the upper room. He's about to leave. He has to pray these things, my friends. He has to. He has to pray it while he's here. All right? Everything he speaks while he's here is going to come to pass. But watch how he does this. So the first thing he says, verse 4, I've glorified thee on the earth. I finished the work which thou gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self for the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Let me return to the glory. Now watch this. Verse 11, John 17. Watch, he's going to shift. Just like he did in John 4, he's going to fast forward. He's going to shift. Then he's going to bring them with him. Watch this. He's going to do all this in this prayer. He's not sitting there praying arbitrarily like this. He's moving in the Father. John 14, just for a second, look at the very last verse. They're in the upper room, right? Verse 31. That the world may know that I love the Father, and the Father gave me a commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Where are they going? He's got 3 more chapters. He said, let us go. He is moving. That's what the power of this gospel. We move up and down. We move to and fro. We have to be trained with this realm. We have to want it. You have to have eyes for it. You have to have heart for it. You have to see its glory. And then he's training us how to walk in this, but I'm telling you, you're going to reap like that. Reap souls unimaginable. You know why? Because he already spoke of the harvest. He already spoke the harvest in. He's already decreed the harvest. Amen. So John 17. So now look at verse 11. I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. He is moving up into the Father now. And I come to thee, Father. Keep through thine own name these you've given me. Now watch how he prays. While I was with them in the world. He's still with them. They're hanging out the whole night together. And he says, while I was with them in the world. He's unseparated from them, see. He has made a separation from where they are and where he is. I'm no longer in the world. While I was with them in the world. He's not praying that in that upper room anymore. He's moved out. He's gotten in front of them now. I've come back to you, Father. But they're still in the world. Now I'm going to pray for them, because he's got to do all this before he leaves. Because he's going to finish it before he leaves. He's going to pray a finished prayer that the Holy Spirit's going to come in and go whoosh and do it just like that. He left them this. He goes, while verse 12, I was with them in the world. I can just imagine those disciples. What is he talking about? He's still with us. I kept them in thy name. You gave them to me. And now, Father, I come to thee. And these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I'm speaking it in the world, but I'm not there. Watch this. I have given them thy word. The world has hated them because they now are not of the world. He's starting to shift them into where he is. Even as I am not of the world. Now he's going to make a distinction here in verse 15. If he didn't do this, they would be gone. I'm talking gone to heaven. Glorified body gone. He had to say this. It's like he had to call Lazarus by his name. Or the whole thing would, everybody had to come out. He had to say this. I pray not that you take them out of the world, Father. You have to understand God would be answering everything he said at that point because he is in the realm. Don't take them out of the world, Father. Just keep them from the evil. Because he's already shifted them out. He said, look, keep them there, Father. But they're not of the world anymore. But you got to keep them. Otherwise, they'd have gone with him. Now look at verse 16. They're not of the world. He repeats it. Even as I am not of the world, they stand with me where I am. Sanctify them through the truth. Set them apart by the word of truth unto yourself. Set them apart into you, Father. Set them apart unto the kingdom. He's doing all of this before he actually does it. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to happen to you before it happens to you. That's the glory of our Father. Now look at verse 18. Here he goes again. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also... S-E-N-T. Sent. He didn't say, Father, as you sent me in the world, I'm going to send them. He didn't say that. I sent them. He pulled out of the world. He pulled them to himself. He made a clarification. God, don't take them completely out. But take them in. Set them apart. Sanctify them. And then I sent them. There he goes, moving back where he was in John 4. I sent them. He's up in harvest field. This is post-resurrection. He hadn't even paid the price yet. He hadn't even gone to the cross yet. He hadn't even resurrected. He hadn't even commissioned them yet. But he's commissioning them because I sent them. And not only was he in the process of commissioning, he went in front of the commission because he said, I did it already. That is not something he's praying in the upper room. He's gone. That's the glory realm. That's what happens. That's where you shift into the Father. And when you pray from the position, it's your future, but it's an existent position in God. It's already done. That done realm, when you speak it from the done realm, everything must obey. Everything must follow. It's all done. It's going to happen now. They're all getting commissioned. They're all moving to the harvest field. They're all getting sent. They're all going to reap now. Because he did it, and he had to pray all that while he was here. He had to get up in the future, just like Abraham. It's our realm. It's what he's given us. He goes, now I pray, I will, that you be with me where I am in the Father. That's a lot of places, by the way. That you may behold my glory that I have with him. I'm going to give you this realm. My glory that I have with the Father, I give you. Say, I give you. I'm not going to give. I give you this operation. I give you this relationship. I give you this place. I give you the way I operated. You operate now.